Today, Christians celebrate the presentation of Jesus in the temple. At that time, it was a tradition for our parents to offer their firstborn son to God. However, today's feast is not just a remembrance of that event. It is above all a revelation of the mystery of Jesus. In this passage, we see Simeon, who recognizes Jesus as the light of the world. This is why the feast of today is also called the celebration of light. This light was foretold by the prophet Malachi. His book is critical of the priests of his time who served in the temple of Jerusalem. The prophet denounces corruption, fraud, and injustice. But these will not last forever. Evil cannot have the last word. God will send a messenger to restore order. In his vision, the prophet was limited to a restoration of past values, but later we see Jesus alive at the temple, and the Christians will recognize in him the true light of the world. They will understand that the temple Jesus wants to purify is not just a building, but it is each of us. The letter to the Hebrews emphasizes the mystery of Jesus. He chose to share in our human condition, to be in a complete solidarity with us, even to the point of death. Simeon foresaw this destiny when he prophesied that the child would be a sign of division. Yet, Jesus' mission did not end with death. He fully belonged to both the human family and the family of God. And because of this, he opens the doors of the heavenly temple. From now on, through him and in him, the brothers and the sisters of Jesus have access to God himself. On this day, Jesus is presented to us as the light of the nations. This is especially important in a world that is losing its way. Every day, the mirror shows us tragic examples of this. But rather than lamenting, we have a greater calling. Like Simeon, we are called to present Jesus to the world. There is a cardinal whose name is Barbara, once said that we are not obligated to achieve results, but we are obligated to bear witness. And like Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, our Lord is not to make people believe, but simply to share. The genuine work is done by God in the hearts of each person. He is a true light of the world. Like Simeon, we too can say, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all peoples." In the Old Testament, God made a covenant with his chosen people. And with the coming of Jesus, this covenant is extended not just to one nation, but to all peoples. For through Christ, all humanity is called to become one people in the new covenant. This is the good news that we are called to share. Jesus will declare, "I am the light of the world," and the light illuminates and gives life. Christ presents himself to us as the light that shows the way. enlightens our conscience and gives us light. This divine light was given to us at our baptism, and that is why we sometimes renew it on this feast day. Today's feast awakens in us a deep desire to encounter Jesus and to be transformed by his light. We meet him in the liturgy, which allows us to walk through the stages of his life. We encounter him in the sacraments, in a baptism, which makes us children of God, and in the sacrament of reconciliation, which purifies us. But above all, Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist. He said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." We all need this encounter, which is the source and the summit of the Christian life. Like Simeon, we are invited to take the child Jesus in our arms, to contemplate him, and to give thanks to God. The salvation we celebrate today is not just an idea, it is a person, and he is placed into our hands, even though we are sinners. He waits for us to open our arms and welcome his salvation. At the end of every month, we are sent forth to share and proclaim this light to the world. So this mission belongs to all of us, no matter our age. The meeting of Simeon and Anna reminds us of the essential role of the old people in passing on the faith. We know that many children have learned about Jesus only through their grandparents. This shows us an image of the church in which renewal also depends on its older members. You know, we live in a world that is very often indifferent to God's presence. And so we pray, "Lord, send your Holy Spirit that he may make us witnesses of the light, apostles of Jesus to all who long for salvation."